Pyrotechnics Guild International is a group for people who love fireworks. The organization is celebrating its 50th birthday this year and brought its yearly meetup to Gillette this month. And the pyrotechnicians brought some of the biggest fireworks the city has ever seen. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler has more from Gillette's Week of Fireworks.
When the Pyrotechnics Guild International brings its annual convention to town, host cities can always expect a good show. But this year, PGI's convention in Gillette promised big to celebrate its 50th anniversary.
Happy birthday, PGI! Happy birthday, PGI!
And they delivered. PGI is the trade organization for the professionals and hobbyists who sell, make, or just really like fireworks. President Paul Smith says the group wanted to make something special to celebrate its birthday, a 36-inch shell firework.
A 12-inch shell looks like a basketball that you're going to launch up there. A 36-inch shell looks like a beach ball that's 3 feet across. This thing's going to weigh 300-400 pounds.
The firework had to be launched about a half mile away from the crowds gathered at Gillette's complex. Tom Sklebar with PGI says the big shell was filled with smaller fireworks.
When it breaks open, the comets will all stream out, and then as they burn down, then all of a sudden a little color burst of stars will appear. At about the same time, these 16 four-inch shells inside will also go off all in different colors in the center of the shell.
Those in attendance and the people sitting miles away saw that firework fill up the whole sky. But the 36-inch shell wasn't the only highlight of the night, or even the week. The convention hosted several public fireworks shows from different professional display companies. Some were choreographed to music. There were also competitions, and some of its members brought homemade fireworks to compete with each other in a variety of categories.
Our second competitor in Best Large Mines is Chase Gondal. He has three-layer mines with gold glitter to purple on the bottom and green to silver streamers in the middle, and three 3-inch shells with red to silver streamers on top.
Smith says making fireworks and showing them off is why PGI was created in the first place.
What they wanted to do is set up some means of guys shooting a shell and then saying, my shell's better than yours. Well, that gets into judging and becomes a competition, and that's what started off.
Smith says PGI public displays are very different than what you might see at a local 4th of July fireworks show. They're grand. The shows have ground displays and fireworks that just make big booms, like bombs, with no visual effects.
That also provides you with the ability to create levels, to have a ground level, have something at a media level, and something higher, and have things going off at all three levels at once. So it creates a much fuller, broader spectrum that they try to do in public displays, but sometimes the venue and the situation just doesn't allow it.
Many of the members, like Richard Sebastian, have been messing around with fireworks since they were a kid.
When you're 10 years old, you got firecrackers, then you get a smoke bomb, and then bottle rockets, and it just escalates up from there.
Sebastian has learned everything he ever wanted to know about fireworks.
I want to know, how's it put together? What makes it go boom? Why does that one look like this and that one doesn't look like this? And this is where you learn it. And we built the 5-inch shell last year and shot it, and that was the first time I ever did anything like that. So, like I said, I've been doing this like 40 years, the first time I ever built a shell.
Sebastian says the Guild has a memorial fireworks show every year to honor those they've lost, complete with a 21-gun salute.
In the past three shows that I've been to, people have been cremated, and they'll put some of their ashes in a shell and send them up, and that's what they wanted. This is their life, is what they do. So that's how serious people are about this.
May you all rest in peace. May light eternal shine upon you. We salute you with 21 guns.
And as somebody who watched a week of these shows, I can honestly say a regular fireworks show will never be the same again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Gillette.